Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking 2018, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley back and better than ever. A couple weeks off for the Every Day is Saturday show. Well-needed rest, a little R&R for yours truly, your humble host, the crash test dummy for all that is entrepreneurism and so much more. This is such a pleasure. This is just amazing. I get to do this for a living. Like, I get to freaking pinch myself. Well, first of all, I really got to pinch myself because it's 5 below 0 right now in Cincinnati, Ohio. Like, I literally have to pinch myself to make sure I'm alive. It is flipping cold outside, but it's hot in here. And just enjoy what I do. So let's talk about that. It's a new year. I get it. A lot of people are focused on it. It's what the calendar says. It's what the calendar says. So we'll go with it today as the theme of the podcast. Just to be original, a new year, a new you. I haven't heard that much, have you? But I think the new year starts the end of summer. I really do. September 1st. Kids are back at school. Everybody's re-energized, reorganized, refocused. Vacations are done. Look, as much as I wish everybody didn't go to a job for a living, most people do, so you probably took a vacation in the summertime. I think September 1st is the new year. But, heck, I'm going to go cliche again. Why can't every single day just be that day you get up and say, all right, blank canvas. Yesterday's yesterday. The failures are the failures. The losses are the losses. Let's focus on today. What can I do today? Like, what can you do today? But so many people are the big D word, distracted. Oh, my God, are people distracted. Are you distracted? Do you suffer from distractionitis? It's a word. I just made it up. You can check it out. Probably be in Webster sometime soon. Distractionitis. It is that disease where you scroll your Facebook feed nonstop. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Oh, my God. If I see another Bitcoin ad, can I talk about Bitcoin for a minute? I share the stage with a lot of people. I've been doing it for the better part of 9 years now. I go to events. I sell my how to launch a podcast because that is what I've been doing, and it's single-handedly made me over 7 figures. And I don't even sell. You notice I do no – I've never had an advertiser and sponsor on the show. I get hit up weekly for sponsorships on the show. And I might do it. I keep saying I might do it. I don't know. One of these days you might plug in and you'll hear me reading a live read like Tim Ferriss or Tony Robbins or Oprah Winfrey. And I'll have a podcast sponsor for $10,000 a month. Maybe. I don't know. Haven't done it yet because I sell personal coaching, one-on-one, working with me directly. And that's how I monetize this show. So if you wonder why, this guy's been putting out 1,000 shows for 10 years and they're all for free and it's better than anything I can pay for. Why? How come I'm not paying for it? And how does he make any money? Well, that's how I make money. I send people to everydaysaturday.com/coaching. They click on apply now and see if it's a good fit to work together. And it's not cheap by any stretch, but I bring on the best, and I mean the best of the best clients because they've already been vetted. They listen to this show. Think about that sales funnel. They listen to this show. They resonate with a message. They're stuck. They're struggling, or they just want more. They want significance in their lives. They want purpose. They want passion back. And, yeah, they want to make a couple bucks along the way. So what do? When they finally get to me, and we work together, it is the best relationship because these are the best people. They just are. My coaching clients are the best people. I mean, I'm not even talking about monetization. I'm not talking about their product. I'm just talking about these are people you'd want to go to the bar with. These are people you'd want to go to church with. These are people you'd want to hang with. These are people you'd want to go to Starbucks with and just kind of chill out. These are people you just want to go for a walk with, man, and talk about life. Those are the best clients. And if you don't have those clients in your business, then you're not setting up your initial funnel where you vet all of these people the right way. Now, how did I get all the way from Bitcoin to that? Just because people are distracted, man. I used to be distracted. I used to, you know, you chase 2 rabbits. What happens? Both of them get away. A lot of the rabbits got away in my life. Not anymore. Chase the 1 rabbit, man. I look for one-on-one. Or launching smaller group type coaching sessions with people who I want to hang out with that get it. I don't want to beat the head of some. Hey, listen, let me tell you, human resources isn't where it's at. Sitting in that cubicle isn't where it's. No, but I love my cubicle. Okay, we're not a good fit. We're not a good fit. We're not a good fit. I don't know how many times. We're not. I've turned away. I think last year we got over 600 applications, and I worked with 17 people, I think. What is that? 1%, 2%, 3%, about 3%. So that's it. 97% we said, no, thank you. Think about that. Can you say no to 97% of the people that would want to work with you? If you can't, then you are not being selective enough, because those 3% not only are going to be, they're going to enrich your life. Yes, they're going to pay the bills. Yes, they're going to help you invest in more things and products and services and software in your business, of course. But they're going to enrich your life, and hopefully you're going to enrich theirs. So that's why when I see things in my Facebook feed like freaking Bitcoin, okay, most of the people posting about Bitcoin wouldn't know Bitcoin from anything, wouldn't know it from a muffler, okay? Now, there is a future. There is a future to Bitcoin. But I share the stage. This is where I was going earlier. I get distracted on the show. I share the stage with people. And for the better part of 9 years, it's been when I sell my How to Create a Podcasting product, because that's how I got started. It's the number one source of leads for my business, this show that you're listening to right now. And I don't even sell on the show, which is amazing. How could it all happen? I'll talk about that down the road. But it's, when I share the stage, I go to L.A. or Orlando or Texas, New York, Chicago, wherever. It is real estate, social media, stocks, personal development, and just things like that. You know, that's what people sell from the platform. Now, slowly, you got a onesie-twosie out there selling Bitcoin, for example. Now, I don't sit in on the presentations. I just take note. I'm on the agenda with, you know, somebody selling real estate investing, somebody selling tax liens, somebody selling social media, blah, 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 blah. And now I see Bitcoin. I'm thinking, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now, I don't know. That's not a judgment on the quality of product at all. I'm just seeing. Now I see in my Facebook feed, everybody is an expert on this, and people are buying into this stuff. Well, here's what I know. My buddy Joel Kamm does a cryptocurrency podcast, and Joel didn't know anything about Bitcoin. He just started a podcast so he could learn. It would hold him accountable to learning more about it, and now it's one of the most downloaded shows, not just in that space, but in business, in podcasting, which is incredible testimony to just get your ass off the ground and get talking about something, and people will follow you. I forget the name of it. It's a funny show. It's also a very, very educational podcast with Joel and his buddy. Anyway, you could buy a Bitcoin. You just go buy it. You don't need to join an MLM. You know that, right? You don't need to join a multi-level marketing. By the way, if you have to own a Bitcoin, scam upon scam upon. But Sam, I'm in that MLM. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm not saying anything personally about you. I don't need to join an MLM to own Bitcoin. But yet, it's all over my Facebook feed, people preying on other people who just don't have the knowledge. And it's after, what is it all revolving around? Freaking money. People get distracted because of money. They don't get distracted for any other reason. They get distracted because of money and what money can do for them. And they think, I won't have to work. Well, let me let you in on something. Newsflash. We have a breaking report. Breaking news. Breaking it. You're going to have to work. Okay. I work. This is work. I'm going to record a podcast. I'm going to have coaching sessions today. I'm going to create product. I work. But there is some truth that when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. That is true. Like if this is work, what I'm doing right now, give me all this and some, because I ain't stuck on I-71 going south into downtown Cincinnati, and I mean stuck. It's a 45-minute commute to go 20 miles in the morning where I'm at. It might even be longer where you're at, because all the corporate slaves going to the camps, man, they all got to get there. It's the new year. It's new initiatives. The boss has new meetings to discuss how we're going to have more meetings and all the crap that goes into that. That's what a freaking waste of time. Are you kidding me? 45 minutes in a car? Do you know what I could do in 45 minutes? Hell, this podcast is only 10. By the way, I might be launching a new Godcast. Oh, my God. Did he just say hell and then he mentioned Godcast? What did, I am not allowed to talk about. Am I? Am I allowed to? Wait, I got so much going on this year. I might start, and I'm thinking about this, but I need a title. If you got a good title, here's what I want to do. So I'm not distracted. This is not being distracted launching it. This would be the first podcast in 12 years, aside from the Everyday Saturday Show. And I still might make this my ministry. I don't know. But I know I have a lot of different faiths and creeds and backgrounds that listen to this show in over 100 countries. And I'm not here to convert anybody to Christianity. But I definitely think it would be so cool if I became a preacher and a pastor. I'm telling you, the most freaking... Look at that. I just said, you ever gone to church? Imagine going to church. You Sunday, you're sitting in a pew, and the bastard, and the I said the bastard. I mean the pastor. Is that a Freudian slip? I'm so fired up. I think my lips are numb. I hope you're enjoying the first show of 2018 because this is completely unedited. Shocking. And my lips are frozen. It's 5 below, and I'm in Cincinnati loving my life, man. And I love you for listening to this show. So if you're running on a treadmill and you just fell off of it because I said bastard instead of pastor and all this stuff, let's keep it going, man. Can we keep it? Don't tell anybody about this show, though, because it's just going to offend so many people. All right? Imagine sitting in a pew and a guy and the pastor fires out the word frickin' before he starts preaching the gospel. How would you like? That's the kind of podcast I'm talking about. Preaching the word of God that everybody is saved. All of your sins are forgiven. You don't have to do a damn thing because by the grace of God, you're already saved, man. It doesn't matter what you did. You had an affair on your spouse. You are forgiven. You went bankrupt and you cheated and you embezzled money. You are forgiven. You lied. You stole. You did the worst possible thing. There's murders, prostitutes, and everything in between in the gates of heaven. And all by that grace of God, through the blood on the cross, you're saved. That's the podcast I want to do. So, because I'm the biggest sinner you'll ever meet, man. Oh, my God. If I could share a podcast about all the things I've done in my life, all the people I've hurt, all the ridiculous things. If I could just do a show on that, it would empower so many people. But I can't because I have kids now. I think my wife would be okay with me sharing all this stuff. I don't think my kids would be okay with me sharing everything. And I can't do that to them or else I would do a show. But anyway, my point is, if you listen this long into this year's podcast right now and you got an idea for my Godcast, I don't want to call it the Godcast. I was thinking like 60-second sermons, maybe. I don't know. There's already a guy out there that's a comedian that has that. Not that many shows. I've already done a little bit of research. Maybe we could crowdsource this thing. What's an idea for my unconventional pastoral, Pastor Sam's podcast, preaching the Word of God for normal people? Not the Bible thumper. I'm not going after. I don't want somebody emailing me back, no, Sam, you're wrong. Thessalonians or Galatians. No. I'm not looking for that, man. I want to talk to the sinner. I want to talk to the prostitutes and the bankrupt people. And then bankruptcy isn't a sin, by the way. I keep using embezzle. I've been bankrupt. I don't know why I keep using bankruptcy as a sin. Maybe because you went after the money. Maybe you worship money like I did. I keep thinking everybody that went bankrupt worshiped money like I did. But you didn't. You probably just had a good idea and it didn't work out. But my point is, I want to market to those people, man. People, like when I found Joel Osteen's Your Best Life Now in 2005, when I really was... I had no money. You know, I went after that stupid franchise idea, the Quiznos. And Quiznos wasn't stupid at the time. Just my reason for buying it was stupid. And I found Your Best Life Now from Joel Osteen. And you talk about being distracted. That distracted me in a good way because that spoke to me. And Joel takes a lot of heat because he's not really deep into the word. He's more of a motivational speaker who quotes Bible verses. But that brought me to Christ at the time. Like, that got to me. That spoke to me. Like, okay, cool. I get this guy is a little bit of cheese whiz. I love it. He's motivational. I love it. He's quirky as hell, man. He got the blink in the eyes and all that hair going all over the place and talking that twangy twang. I love it, man. That guy, that spoke to me. Like, I want that. I want quirky, unconventional. And I want to talk to the sinner. That's what I'm looking for to do in 2018. I want to go talk. Where the hell are the sinners at? Everybody's perfect on Facebook. We got the selfie, the Photoshop, the glamour look. Everything looks great. Did everybody just get teeth whitening and take your photos at Christmas time in front of the tree? I didn't do that, you know? That's all the perfect people. I want the sinners. I'm looking for the sinners. So I've got a lot going on this year, man. And my main point to this show, don't be distracted. Bitcoin was just one example. You might be chasing two rabbits. Both of them are going to get away. Chase one. Just one. Find one rabbit. And I'm telling you what, man, have a ball with that thing. But don't chase two. Stop being distracted. Get focused. Life is so amazing, man. I keep telling my kids, Dad, can we order this? Dad, can we get this on Amazon? No. No, Metle. We moved to the 1840 farmhouse. Half the pipes are frozen. Toilets don't flush. Hey, don't forget about the diving board. Like, the diving board is so frozen right now that if I jumped on it, it would crack in half. Like, you can't even imagine summer right now at our house. We got to go back and look at photos as if it was some other family that we were looking at last year. But keep this in mind. Everything's got a season. I tell my kids, I know it's frozen. Don't worry. We'll get walls up at some point in this house. Don't worry about it, honey. It'll be okay. Dad, the thermostat says 62. Hey, don't flip it, or at least doesn't say 26, okay? Let's all be grateful. Let's all be thankful. What's imagine giving that gratitude speech to a 12-year-old who's freezing. Now, I have some fun with it. It's really cool. The house is amazing. We got this fireplace insert, a buck stove. If you don't know what a buck stove is, Google it. I never even heard of a buck stove. Hell, I didn't even ever heard of a fireplace pretty much prior to this year. 200-year-old home with a buck stove fireplace insert, just blasting air like a flipping one of those tornado furnaces, man. It's amazing. It's been a good year, man. It's been a year of a lot of blessings for our family, had a lot of adversity, a lot of hardship. My prayer for you going into 2018 is you're not distracted. You are focused like that 80-year-old lady going down the aisle, and there's one carton of eggs left, and she's got her eye on that, and she's knocking everybody to the side, just focused on that one last carton of eggs that she can see from about 100 feet away, and crushing everybody in her path who even dares to even look at that same carton of eggs. That's you, baby. That's what I want for you in 2018, and that's how you're going to be successful, and that is how you're going to make every day Saturday. Can you tell I'm a little fired up? And focused, not distracted. Don't chase the two rabbits. And if you don't mind, I might come out with another show today as well, because I am that flipping excited on a January 3rd, 2018, to have the best year ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.